South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Corrections says two corrections officers were injured after being assaulted by inmates at Staten Correctional Facility Thursday morning. The two officers were taken to a local hospital for treatment, and they have since been released. Montgomery police have arrested two women in connection with a homicide. Shanterica Goldsby and Lucy Smith are both charged with capital murder for the shooting death of Terry Talley. Both women are being held without bond. And well-known Montgomery businessman Greg Calhoun has died. In a Facebook post, his daughter says Calhoun died Thursday morning at a Los Angeles hospital. He owned Calhoun Foods, which at one time had several locations in Montgomery. He was 66 years old. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Paying more for paint doesn't make it better paint. It just makes it more expensive. The Home Depot carries some of the highest quality paint brands in America, but you'd never know it by the price. Like top-rated Behr Premium Plus, starting at only $26.98 a gallon. Look around. You can always find a higher price, but you won't find better paint. Quality paint, lower price, now with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5757 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5757.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Florida's panhandle is one huge disaster zone.
Our lives, everything we have is gone.
It was awful. I was scared.
Houses in the water, cars picked up and dragged or thrown.
10 minutes from Kanye West with the president today inside the Oval Office.
If he don't look good, we don't look good.
The sell-off on Wall Street continued, giving the Dow its biggest two-day loss since February.
Disturbing surveillance video seen for the first time by a jury. A teenager lost and looking for directions. The homeowner coming out firing.
First Lady Melania Trump.
I could say I'm the most bullied person on the world.
You think you're the most bullied person in the world?
One of them.
A rocket launch failure forced a NASA astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut to make an emergency landing.
Nick Hague and Alexei Ovchinin were rescued without injury.
Social Security just announced a 2.8% benefit increase starting next year.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
68 degrees outside. Stock market is up 125 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you doing today, big guy?
Well, it's Friday. So I'm good.
It's got to be good. Yeah. It's Friday. Yeah, it's going to be a good weekend. I love this weather. I cannot wait to have the TV outside and watching football this weekend.
Oh, and man, as I got out to the car this morning, like, what happened? This is glorious.
It is absolutely spectacular. This gets me in the mood. Now, I don't want it too cold. I have a friend of mine in Bloomington, Illinois. She called me last night. She goes, I'm freezing. Ooh. It's 38 degrees.
Ooh.
And that was in late afternoon. I couldn't believe it. They're supposed to be down in the 20s next week. She's not happy. She's from Mississippi, a thin-blood Mississippian there. Well, let's see. We've got a studio guest here, a very good friend of mine, friend to this show for a long time, my neighbor, a distant near neighbor, Sam Adams.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Sam, I am so glad that you're here. I love having you on the show, by the way.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, as always.
Tell me what you're doing here. What's you have an occasion tonight.
Yes, Dan, we are very fortunate to have Rotary Institute here this week. And
that you're hosting.
It's a bunch of people are hosting it. And our district, I'm the district governor for Rotary 6880. And
the governor!
No. Not necessary yet, anyway. But we have about 500 people from all around the country, from Texas up to Ohio here. They're in leadership positions, and we are learning and celebrating. And even the head man himself for next year, Mark Maloney, is going to be speaking to us. And he is from Decatur, Alabama, one of our own native Alabamians, which is a
pretty
cool.
And he's in charge of Rotary for the entire world?
All 1.2 million members. He's the head guy.
And from Alabama?
From Alabama,
so really is he clearing a path for you?
No, I don't even deserve to pick up his crumbs. Let me put it that way. But it's a great organization, and tonight is a particularly important night for us because we are celebrating with a great benefit concert, Winona and the Big Noise. And Winona's been around a long time.
Winona Judd.
Yeah, she was ACM Performer of the Year some years back, and she's even received awards from the USO for her performance overseas for the soldiers. She gets around. She even did a benefit concert during the Heart of America for Katrina, and they raised like over $90 million. Not just her, but with a bunch of performers. And she's here tonight specifically to raise money for the eradication of polio, which is Rotary's number one worldwide project. So that's what we're looking for.
And most people think that polio is already eradicated, but what happens is in these other countries, and particularly more of the third world type countries, polio is a real issue for them.
It is. And fortunately, we have a very good immunization system around the world, but we have two countries, Afghanistan and Pakistan, and both those countries still have what we call wild polio virus reporting. We've had about 18 cases this year, and hopefully, if we can develop a rapport with them, remove the conflict and say, we're here to try to eliminate this disease, we're gonna defeat it. And we defeated it all over the rest of the world.
Now, tickets are still available with Impact?
Yes, their tickets are available. I believe they're in the $40 to $50 range, but the proceeds of that will be going to the Rotary Foundation to eradicate polio. And get this, you'll never see this better anywhere. It's a 6-to-1 match. So for every dollar you contribute, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who believes in this, has put up $250 million in matching funds, and then we got another person to match that. So it's literally a 6-to-1 match for that contribution.
$250 million would be like $250 for me. For
wow.
Them, that's some serious, serious money. Now, what we have is Sam has given me two tickets to give away for the concert tonight. This is orchestra level. This is a top-notch ticket.
These are primo seats for anybody.
Okay, but I'm going to give them away, but I would like to ask the person who gets them, if you'd like to make a donation to the Rotary Club, that would be a great gesture. When I get the tickets to you, you can give me a check if you'd like to, or you don't have to, because Sam's doing this out of the goodness of his heart to promote this. I want to help Rotary Club, so maybe we can get a little donation for
that
you.
That would be fine. And if they would prefer to go online, they could go on rotary.org, and there's a donate button there, and you hit polio, and it'll pull it right up. And you can do it on your credit card just as easy. Okay. And if you do want to write a check when you come by, if you want to, you don't have to. This is all donated. You just make it out to the Rotary Foundation.
And that's Rotary Foundation.
That's right. And
okay.
So it works real well. But the concert is tonight, and so tickets are going fast, and we really need a good crowd. And it'll start at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, and these tickets are primo orchestra level, which is the best you can get.
That's right.
This is great. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to open it up to any caller, two tickets. You're going to have to come by and pick them up either at my office or here at the studio. But my cutoff time is going to be 5 o'clock because you're not going to find anybody here until about 5 o'clock. just saying here.
Ben, let me mention one thing.
Please.
Just to put it in context, 40 years ago, there were 100 countries and 350,000 cases a year reported of polio. And now we're down to 2 countries and only a handful of cases. We can stop this thing. We're this close, and we need your help. So please come to the Winona and the Big Judd tonight at 8 o'clock at the Impact Theater.
Let me ask you a question on your governorship.
Yes.
So you are the governor of the state Rotary operation, or is it or their districts?
No, we try in Rotary International to make the districts basically equal in number. My number is from Clanton down to Mobile, so I represent about half of the state, and then the northern district runs from Clanton all the way up to the Tennessee border. And so we have 2 district governors for the great state of Alabama, and this morning, Governor Kay Ivey came and spoke to us, and guess what? She's a Rotarian, been a Rotarian for over 30 years.
Wow, I did not know that about her.
And just not to throw out any others, but we've got Andrew Young coming in and speaking tomorrow, and you know he's the ambassador to the UN as well as the mayor of Atlanta.
Atlanta, great guy, by the way.
We've got some big names on this list, and it's been a great conference. We've been here basically a week, and we're going to wrap it up.
Do they want to talk to say something?
I think they want tickets.
They want tickets, huh?
That's what I like to hear.
There we go. Let's go to Ole Miss. Ole Miss, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
We're great. How about you today?
All doing wonderful. Can't complain about the weather. Rich did a good job.
I tell you what, it is gorgeous. I am excited about this weekend.
Yes, sir. The reason I was calling was I was trying to put our name in for the tickets.
You got it.
They picked a wonderful person for everybody's support, for to support their cause.
Ole Miss, give me your month and day of birth.
1/5.
That's all I need. Ole Miss, be listening in because we got to get these in your hands if you win, okay?
If I get them, I'll be there as soon as I hear about it.
I like that. Let's go to Joel. Joel, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you. I want the tickets too, but let me tell you, my sister had polio during the polio epidemic in, what was it, 56, and she hadn't been able to walk since then, but she's got a doctor's degree from the University of Alabama, so it's personal as far as polio. We need to eradicate it all over the world.
Well, let me give you, Joel, give me your month and day of birth.
11/1.
You got it, Joel. Appreciate you, buddy. Listen in, because we I don't want these things to be sitting on somebody's desk here. Thanks, Joel.
Okay, thank you.
Now, before I leave, I want to give y'all a special treat here. This is what they call in the military a challenge coin. And it's a District 6880 challenge coin. And it has the 4-way test in Latin, and I know Dan knows Latin real well. And also also some symbols of our district, whether it's the Mardi Gras, the Edmund Pettus Bridge, a soldier, football, you name it. And we have the F-35 flying into Montgomery. And that is something that you can use so that when you go to a bar, of course, neither one of y'all go to bars, but if you did.
I thought he knew me better than that.
If you did, you slap that coin down, and if the person across from you doesn't have another coin to plop down, he'll owe you a beer. And you know what kind of beer you're going to get? You're going to get a Sam Adams beer.
Who designed the coin?
I did.
That is very, very nice.
It's a beautiful coin. It's in the shape of the rotary cog, and it has a lot of meaning to a lot of people, and it's just a way to let people know who you are and what your standards are.
So if you see me at the vintage year and I say, Sam, come here for a second.
I'll probably run to the bathroom first. I'm also going to give y'all some bumper stickers, and I know y'all have multiple cars. Joey, there's one for Inspire.
Okay.
There's one for Inpolio. One for Transform, and then one for Connect. And these are our public image campaigns that we're trying to raise awareness of Rotary and all the wonderful things they do. And I gave you some bumper stickers from Tuskegee, Alabama. And we have clubs all around the state, and Tuskegee is one of my favorite ones. I could go in a long dissertation about that, but suffice it to say they're a great club. Like I said, we go down from Mobile all the way up to Clanton, and all of these guys participate in the Inpolio campaign. And so I want to encourage y'all to try to go to the concert tonight and support these clubs and support the eradication of polio.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Paul. Paul, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Yes, I'm also interested in the tickets, and I'll make a commitment to make a contribution to Rotary. I'm a former Rotarian from Texas.
Wonderful.
Well, you
come join us.
Yeah, you ought to get plugged into one of the clubs. Here, Paul, give me your month and day of birth.
123.
You got it, Paul. Listen for the drawing. I'm going to be doing it towards the end of the show, okay?
Hey, let me give you my phone number, 334-301-0597. And if you're interested in joining Rotary again, we would love to have you. And we have four Rotary clubs right here in Montgomery that will fit your schedule. And even if you're not in Montgomery, there are Rotary clubs all across the south part of Alabama. So we would love to see you join us again.
Well, I'll give you a holler. I've spoken to the Sunrise Rotary Club a couple of times. So.
Good bunch of people. Great. Good partiers. Great.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Newstalk 93.1 FM. Sam, thanks for dropping by, buddy.
Glad to be here. Here's a T-shirt for both of you.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all have to fight over the size.
Well, you didn't know my size?
Oh, I couldn't tell.
You couldn't tell.
You know, you've lost a lot of weight lately.
I have lost a lot of weight.
All right. Slim down and slide up.
There you go. Thanks, Sam. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design really updated this old patio. The natural travertine look gives us the old world feel we wanted. So easy to install and affordable.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design can help your creativity shine with durable and versatile pavers made in the USA. Learn more about Perfect Pavers by visiting ConcreteByDesign.org. Concrete by Design on Facebook or give Bert Loeb a call at 657-1483.
Enjoy an afternoon of wine on the water at the 9th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival, Saturday, October 20th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Montgomery's Riverfront Park. Sample a great selection of wine from local and international wineries while enjoying live entertainment and great food with on-site food vendors. Your tasting also includes a commemorative glass and wine bag with baguette and wine list. Tickets are only $30. For more info, go to funandmontgomery.com or call 334-625-2100. Sponsored by Wind Creek Montgomery, Montgomery Subaru, Renaissance Hotel and Spa Montgomery, and the City of Montgomery.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time for Mr. Electric to install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric provides maintenance for backup generators too. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Okay, we're giving away two tickets to the concert tonight. Winona Judd and The Big Noise. These tickets have a value of $67 each. And if you've not been, if you've been to the Impact, you're sitting down at the orchestra level. So you're looking right up at the performers.
It's a fantastic place.
It really is. Really is. Okay, 272-9228. The U.S. pastor was released. This is going to have to be stop and go because it's a long piece. But this is a pretty big deal here.
News of the verdict coming in just moments ago. Pastor Andrew Brunson found guilty of the charges that the U.S. calls baseless, but he was sentenced to time served and travel restrictions on him are lifted. That means he can leave the country. It's a victory for the administration, which has pressed the Turkish government.
That ordeal, two-year ordeal for Andrew Brunson, is now over. As you say, bittersweet. He was sentenced to terror-related charges, but he has also been released. We've just spoken or just heard from his lawyer, who says he will be heading back to the U.S. So he was facing a number of charges, terror-related and espionage, all connected to the July 15th coup in 2015. You speak to anyone who knows him, they say those are ridiculous. He was a pillar of the Christian community over here, a gentle man, and yet somehow he was caught up in this wave of arrests that took place. And ever since then, people in the U.S. and the Christian community have been fighting for his release. And ever since President Trump came to office, he too has made Pastor Brunson's case key. It was one of his major campaign promises. So here we are today. We've heard from inside the court, and we've heard that the travel ban has been lifted on Pastor Brunson, the house arrest, and the control order, which means he is free to go. The trial itself today was quite quick. It took about 4 hours. They had a few witnesses, and then Pastor Brunson was given the chance to speak. He didn't. He said just a few words, saying, "I am innocent, I hope to be found innocent, and I love Turkey." And that was the end. But this really was a political case, and we imagined that this was decided previously. In fact, last night there were reports of a deal which had been done between the U.S. and Turkey. This was done at much higher levels than in the courthouse behind me. Turkey for some time has been struggling terribly financially, and they'd been under serious threat of sanctions if they did not release him. They want tariffs lifted on steel and aluminum, and they want sanctions lifted on one of their major banks. Well, it appears that they have caved. A major victory, as you were saying, for President Trump here. He faced 35 years in jail if he was found guilty of all charges, and so certainly for him, this is a great day, certainly.
This is a big deal. I remember when they were negotiating this, and I was kind of saying, yeah, I think this may be a little bit better than we think it's going to be. And sure enough, I think that this was a major plus for the administration. I'm going to be eager to watch how the media is going to play it tonight and see how they'll do this. As I predicted, they did what I thought they were going to do in the Kanye West thing. We'll play the opening for NBC Network Nightly News in a second. Let's continue on here.
Has been tweeting away since this this decision came down. He tweeted out first, working very hard on Pastor Brunson. And just a minute ago, he tweeted, "My thoughts and prayers are with Pastor Brunson, and we hope to have him safely back home soon." What do we know about when he may actually step foot on American soil?
I'm afraid we have very few details about that. We spoke to the lawyer yesterday, and he was optimistic, but he didn't want to be too optimistic and too hopeful. So he refused to make any comments on that. We expect it to happen very soon. We know the negotiations have been going on for some time. In fact, they say that a few months ago, at Brunson's third trial, they had reached an understanding, an agreement, and there was even a jet waiting to take him home. At the 11th hour, something fell apart, and he was then taken back into custody, which is why no one wanted to get ahead of themselves here. But we knew then that there was a plane waiting to take him. Whether or not that's the same case now, we just don't know. But certainly, we expect him to leave the country very soon. But again, the negotiations between the U.S. and Turkey from the administration side have been going on a long time. Vice President Pence has been very clear about this for a long time, made it a real cause of his as well. So certainly, this is a great day for the administration as well.
So again, Fox is, you know, a great day for the administration, and it really is. And we were talking about this several months ago, and I kind of thought at that point it was fait accompli that they had already gotten the deal done. I think it's interesting that this is happening when Turkey is doing the Saudi consulate deal.
Yes.
That's kind of interesting how that's kind of coming together.
This is what I mean. There's a lot of jockeying going on that I don't think is being explicitly said in public. I mean, for support, who's going to be really running the Middle East? And a key way of who runs the Middle East is who has the favor of the United States of America. I think it's interesting the game's going on here. And why would Turkey call out Saudi Arabia so quickly and then cave so quickly to these demands of the U.S.?
Let's continue on here.
This reached the highest levels of the administration. I mean, the Trump administration imposed tariffs on Turkish aluminum and steel imports to the United States as a result of the Brunson imprisonment. Also slapped some financial sanctions on its interior minister and justice minister. This got to the highest levels of the Turkish government, and they sat up and took notice.
That's right, and on top of that, one of the main things that Turkey and Erdogan, President Erdogan, wanted was the release of Gulen. He's a cleric who lives in the U.S., who he believes was behind the 2015 coup. The administration being very clear that that was never going to happen, but certainly negotiations going on for some time at a very high level. And in fact, President Erdogan almost talked himself into a corner at various points, because he made it a nationalistic issue over here, and he said we will never bow to the wills of the U.S. The judicial system has to be free and open. But what we've seen here today is a way of both coming out on top. So President Erdogan will be able to say to people that judicial process was done. Of course, President Trump is the one who has forced his hand on that, but certainly we had to see the court case go ahead. He has been found guilty. He will serve time served anyway, so both sides had talked up into a big way, and I think both sides will be happy with how it's now in.
News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. We're told about 80% of the areas in Florida hit by Hurricane Michael have been covered by search and rescue teams looking for bodies or survivors needing help. At least 11 deaths are blamed on the storm. FEMA Administrator Brock Long says besides making sure everybody has the essentials and a place to stay,
the other focus is on communications. You have to be able to communicate to appropriately respond. And, you know, we're trying to do everything we can to get the private sector vendors, the Verizons and AT&Ts of the world, to get in to try to get their systems back up and running.
There are about 1.4 million power outages from Florida to Virginia. President Trump tweets, Pastor Brunson will be home soon. Andrew Brunson's a free man in Turkey after 2 years of prison and house arrest, accused of supporting an overthrow of the Turkish government. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox,
I've never believed 1 minute that Pastor Brunson had any ill will toward the Turkish government.
This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are enjoying a great fall pattern for the next several days. For today, sunshine and blue skies. Low humidity, high temperature around 76. Tonight, clear skies, pleasantly cool. How about mid-50s for an overnight low temperature? More sunshine, upper 70s tomorrow. Low Saturday night around 58. Then on Sunday, sunshine, beautiful, high around 83. Not much change Monday. In fact, another reinforcing cool front coming in early next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Breaking news tonight, a rising death toll and sheer devastation on the Florida coast. From the air, scenes that take your breath away, entire neighborhoods like a war zone. Street after street wiped out. A desperate search now underway.
She texted me a little afternoon yesterday, and
that's the last I heard from her. She said large limbs were landing on my house.
Tonight, our team inside Ground Zero on this disaster. F-bombs fly in the Oval Office.
He might not have expected to have a crazy mother like Kanye West run up and support.
With the president and the press looking on, Kanye West delivers a freewheeling, profanity-laced monologue.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
What did I tell you yesterday? What did I tell you? Profanity lies is exactly the words I use. Spell on you. Isn't that incredible?
He maybe, in talking 10 minutes, used two profane words. But, oh, come on. Like, Lester Holt's never said mofo. Stop
the fame. So they spent 25 seconds on the hurricane, including the opener, the sound of the opener. And they spent 15 seconds on Kanye West and his hurling obscenities out there. And this is it. The fact that it was Kanye West doing an event with the president, and the president got some great coverage out of it, they have to kind of say, no, something's wrong with this. They always have to find something that is wrong. Man. Okay, so let's listen to the actual story here that was on NBC Nightly News about Kanye.
Now to the surreal scene in the Oval Office with President Trump and the White House press gathered around the Resolute desk. Kanye West took the stage and went on an extended, rambling monologue. Peter Alexander now on the at times bizarre moment and message.
Smart cookie.
Kanye West in the Oval Office today, unfiltered and unapologetic.
Trump is on his hero's journey right now. And he might not have expected to have a crazy like Kanye West.
For more than 10 minutes, the controversial rapper delivering a frenetic, at times jarring, monologue.
It was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman.
West repeatedly slapping the historic Resolute desk.
Manufacturing.
Freestyling by our count on more than 40 topics.
So what I think is we don't need sentences, we need pardons. It's a hydrogen-powered airplane, and this is what our president should be flying in. Look at this shirt. If he don't look good, we don't look good. This is our president. So when I said I like Trump to like someone that's liberal, they'll say, oh, but he's racist. You think racism can control me? Oh, that don't stop me. That's an invisible wall. You are tasting a fine wine. It has multiple notes to it.
The provocative performance nearly leaving even the president speechless.
That was quite something. That was quite something.
That was from the soul.
West sharing that he was diagnosed with bipolar disorder before getting a second opinion.
He said that I actually wasn't bipolar. I had sleep deprivation, which could cause dementia.
A presidential invitation intended to focus on social issues with a superstar ambassador. The surreal scene, a mutual admiration society.
Here, let me give this guy a hug right here. I love this guy right here.
Peter Alexander, NBC News, the White House.
How about that? And the amazing thing is, it's like there was something wrong with it.
Yeah.
Now, Nixon meeting with Elvis Presley, nothing was wrong with that. But what is happening is Trump is actually bridging the gap here. He's connecting with people like Jim Brown and Kanye West. And this scares them. He's gotten more votes than anybody in the last from African Americans since Ronald Reagan. That's amazing.
It is amazing.
Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good Friday, gentlemen.
How are you?
Can y'all hear me?
I can.
Good. I tell you, it's a beautiful day. I do believe I got the edge on you guys today.
Yeah, you do. And let me tell you something. My weekend's going to start in 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Wow.
And I'm going to be enjoying every minute of it.
I'm going to be starting my first fire tonight. I almost did it last night. Can't resist. It feels so good. I got a lot of customers' houses to burn.
Yeah, I've got a fire pit, and I think tomorrow night is the fire pit's going to get used.
Yes. You know, actually, CBS and ABC were fairly complimentary about the visit in the Oval Office. They didn't really have much to say, but yeah, because I don't listen to CBS. NBC. This the way Lester Holt put it was well overdone. You know, really? It wasn't laced with anything. And Jim Brown there too. I mean, we're talking about real black superstars that are heroes in the black community. I was very surprised to see Jim Brown. In fact, I didn't even know he was still alive. How old is Jim Brown, you think, in his 80s?
Yeah, he's in his 80s. He's not in very good shape, I can tell you that. They had to help him stand up, and then he did a little bit of an interview that was off, that was YouTube from NBC, that he's mentally there, he's just physically is very, very slow.
Yeah, I probably will be at 82 as well. So, may I say, God bless and let's pray for all the folks down in Florida. But I thought Kanye West and just their appearance for the black community was very good, and I think a lot of folks were impressed with that. Even though Kanye West did say some one or two stupid things, but overall it was a gleaming approval of President Trump. It's wonderful. Yeah. He's had a hell of a week, guys.
He has. It's now this Saudi thing is kind of overshadowing. Joe Scarborough went crazy with that this morning.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, other countries in the world, like whenever at the Trump was at the UN and all these people were hearing about Rosenstein, they were looking at each other and say, "Well, this brother would be have his head cut off already in my country." So we ain't gonna be able to inject our morals on these countries, and you know, I don't know what to say about that guy. That is horrifying, but you know, China does a hell of a lot more than that to people, and nobody talks about them.
Yeah, but I'm not sure something's got to be done. It's a question of what are they going to do. He's got to do something.
I think it's a tragedy, but there's not a whole hell of a lot they can do, and I don't think much is going on. And as a result, they just might not do it again so obviously. Let's hope not, poor folks. And I would like to toss you money about more of the stock market and how they're getting from passive into active trading.
We've got a little piece on the stock market that we're going to play. Because of my financial advisor and rules of my company, I can't really talk too much about anything that's advice-oriented, but this piece, I think, will explain some things pretty well.
I think so, too. And what a great week for Donald Trump, starting off with Kavanaugh's press conference, and enough with Kanye West's comments. What a bizarre week. Roll Tide, go Trump. Joey, I hope your Tigers can crawl out of the litter box here and do something today.
Oh, yeah, me too. Or if they're going to, you know, crap the bed again, stay in that litter box.
Yeah. So, good luck to you guys. Thank you, fellas. Have a great weekend. I know I will.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Reminder, we've got two tickets for the Winona Judd concert tonight, 8 o'clock. These are orchestra-level tickets. This is top tickets. So all you have to do is call, want to get in, talk to me a little bit. Don't just have to be in there. Let's go to a good friend, St. James. St. James, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing great, St. James, and you?
I'm doing all right. It seems it's an amazing amount of water people are told if you're a Trumpster. That's just amazing to me.
Amazing of what?
I'm like, well, wow, the political climate here during the Trump administration. Can you imagine Fox News doing this? If Jay-Z said what Kanye said 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago, boy, they would be having a field day today. This is a wild political climate here. You throw all caution to the wind. If you love Trump, you love him to death, regardless of what he say, do, or associate with. But if you hate him, you just really hate him. And those are the two parallels here. I mean, I listen to a lot of talk radio. He said this was just disgusting, the low-life behavior that he displayed yesterday. And Donald Lemon said it's embarrassing to watch. It was tough. It really was tough to watch.
The buffoonery that went on yesterday. So wait a minute. So you watched the entire thing?
I watched. Yes, I did.
Well, that's good because he actually made some very valid points.
Who made some valid points?
Kanye West did.
Okay, name them.
Well, gun violence. Illegal guns versus legal guns.
Okay. Well, I say
talking black on black crime. Talking about, you know,
I'm talking about his behavior and his language. His decor.
We're just
office.
You know, here we are, St. James, and this is it. I asked you said
okay,
you said hey
St.
James St. James, St. James St. James St. James.
Okay.
You said you were talking about what he was saying out there. Now you're talking about with the fact that he used profanity 4 or 5 times.
I was talking about his behavior. I wasn't talking about his point.
What was his behavior like that was bad?
What, did you see it?
I did.
Okay, well, why would you ask me what was his behavior if you saw it?
St. James. Describe
okay,
to me. Describe to me what behavior-wise he did that was wrong.
The profanity, the pounding on the desk, just the buffoonery. Tell me this. Would that
so
be
it is the profanity. It is the profanity.
Studio?
It is the profanity. Then right.
Would that be acceptable on Dan Marshall?
Let me ask you something. Is it is it the profanity?
Bye,
St. James. You can't carry on a conversation. I don't even think you saw it, matter of fact. Because you couldn't get down to what his behavior was. Pounding on the desk? He wasn't pounding on the desk. He's very animated, but that's what Kanye West is. He's animated. Let me go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Marshall Show.
Yeah, well, I'm pulling up his I would love to see Winona. I've been a fan of her from the
time. You would like to see her?
Well, I'd like to see the show.
I know you would. Jim, give me your month and day of birth.
It's February 8th.
February 8th. You're just 6 down from me there. I like that.
Yeah, we're close to being brothers.
Well, you're going to... She does a great concert. She performed for Reagan one time when we were in Kentucky. And she does a great... She and her sisters who were there, the judge, but she is
well,
very talented.
That's her mom.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. She performed a halftime show.
Yeah, she's a big deal.
Yeah, I like her a lot. Kanye, but there ought to be more like him. And forget this, all this racial baloney. If we would just forget about that and concentrate on being Americans, we would be a lot better off. And, you know, to me, it's un-American not to like Trump. Why would you not like the guy? Look what he's doing for the country. And you may not like his tone or, you know, the guy's a New Yorker. That's the way New York people act.
They are. That's exactly what they're like.
Yeah.
Particularly if you're old New York and you're not post 9/11 New York.
Yeah. Yeah, those old guys were...
That was something I noticed when I went there after 9/11. The people were so much nicer after 9/11 when I was in New York. Before 9/11, if you're walking particularly down by the theater district and you're trying to make it to a play on time and you're trying to rush through a little bit, people would literally push you out of the way. I'm serious. They would literally do that.
Yeah, I know. They can't help it.
Thanks, Jim.
We still love him. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Well, and to that point, I actually saw a video where it's some lady doing like a selfie video, like, I finally made it to New York City. And you hear somebody in the background, I'm going to have to edit this. Shut the F up, lady.
That's New York. Robert, coming back to you, Dan Marshall Show, on a Friday TGIF edition.
Put a spell on you.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Stop the things you do.
Jay and Emily Hayes, Three Men and a Lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the Pumpkin Patch and Farm Animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
My window. So many different people to be. That it's strange.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and go to Robert. Robert, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Robert, how you been, buddy?
All right, I'm doing fine. I just want to comment on St. James' problem. He don't understand that Kanye was being Kanye. He was in character. That thing, like, if you sent me to talk to the president, I might be in a different character, and I may not never get all my points over because I would get all stubborn up and confused. But Kanye is Kanye, and that's the way he carries himself. Just like he went on stage and took the award from Taylor Swift. Kanye is Kanye, but the things he said made sense. Hey, let's get behind. This is the president. What are we going to do? Gonna go out and find someone to substitute for right now? This is the president. Let's make him look good, the country look good. But she said, we don't look good unless he look good. We is the people of the United States. We sitting here bickering and arguing among who's in power. The man won the thing. He won it democratically. He won the vote to get him in. Now we got to support him to show the other country that, hey, don't mess with us. We got a president. Now, if you don't like what the president doing, wait till the next election and vote him out. But right now, shut up and let's ride the boat like Kanye said. This is the president. Then when he got on gun violence, he was telling us, yeah, blacks are killing each other with illegal guns. We are getting them, they are stealing them out of my house, they're stealing them out of your house. The legal people is not killing people because the legal people purchased their gun and got it rich.
Yeah.
That's what he was trying to, but he did it in his character, and that's his character. Hitting the table. Some people slap things when they talk. Hitting the table. Yeah, I'm here. Y'all think I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy. The doctor pronounced me crazy, but now I'm not crazy. I'm letting you know this is how I act. And I want to talk to the man that's leading the country.
Well said, Robert.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. 272-9228.
Well, and this, I don't know, when I watched it, I found it to be surreal. I felt that's a correct word. But I think people want to will see what they want to see. And I think this will, Kanye West obviously isn't like the number one guy you go to for like policy, but Kanye did make some interesting points. I thought it was amazing. And I would say the cojones on Kanye West sit across from the president and go, you know, actually, I want to change your hat. Not make America great again. Let's take off the again, because again's offensive to black people, African Americans. So we'll take off the again, and I want you, Mr. President, and get Colin, which by any means Colin Kaepernick, to both wear a hat that says make America great and work together.
He says that to the press, and that's an interesting moment.
Yeah.
If people are expecting some, you know, over, like, very dispassionate, eloquent policy exposition, yeah, right.
That's not who Kanye West is. He's a rapper. I mean, it's in a performer.
I just get so tired, by the way, of the prim and proper. And we stick by these rules for the most part because of FCC airwaves. But anytime somebody uses language that I think most people have heard in the, oh my goodness, like they act so offended. I you called it, Dan, profanity laced. I think that actually made me laugh. I thought it was a genuine moment, and you rarely get genuine moments in politics these days.
Let's do this. Let's play the media reaction to this whole thing. A montage.
Wow. Okay, I'm doing this for everybody who's watching us who turned their volume down. You can put it back up again.
That was an assault on our White House.
I thought that was really sad. I think you had there a man who's clearly not okay and a president who's willing to exploit that.
What I saw was a minstrel show today in front of all of these white people, mostly white people, embarrassing himself and embarrassing Americans, but mostly African Americans. Kanye's mother is rolling over in her grave.
That was Don Lemon, by the way. And it's what exactly what you were just saying is that it's what you saw. If you don't like Trump, you thought that was terrible. If you like Trump, and you thought it was pretty honest on Kanye's part. I mean, the way he addressed it, addressed education, guns, trying to come together, the making America great again and taking the again off so you don't think backwards in time.
Yeah.
All of that made sense. Talking about prison, not having jobs, and people going down the street and committing crimes and helping them along so they don't, you know, judicial reform.
Yeah. Well, and he made this point about Kanye West did about Larry Hoover. And I guess he's the guy who was supposed to get out and then was put back into prison with life sentences. And I think he's trying to push for a commutation of that sentence, if not a pardon, and general criminal justice reform. He said something to the effect of, you know, there's eternal return. We all live several different lives. And you think, oh, that's just psychobabble from Kanye West. But the point Kanye makes out of that is that, so I've probably lived that life in a different life that Larry Hoover's been going through. His whole point is empathy. He is me. I need to look out for this guy who's been, had the systems turned against him because he's an icon to people. I mean, if you just read what Kanye said, some of it's a little ridiculous over the top, like the hydrogen, the I-plane thing. It's a little silly. And this is Kanye.
The hydrogen plane?
Yeah. And the guy who actually came up with it spoke out and went, oh, I didn't realize my design would be presented to the president, and I didn't ever plan on Apple making it. I don't know where Kanye got it calling it the I-plane. So, yes, it to me, again, I'll use the word surreal, but I don't think this is the fact that there's so much noise and negative noise for the folks who don't like Trump makes you go, why are you so upset? If it was such a joke, why are you actually angry about it?
I couldn't find a place at the club, but I saw it where one person was saying that Donald Trump was taking advantage of a mentally deranged man.
Yeah, that was S.E. Cup, I believe.
And see, that's what happened. What journalists do is they question someone's mental capability out there if they want to basically discredit them. That's the standard. And if you're a conservative, they're going to question you mentally. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be.